Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1159 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 128. There was nothing that attracted our attention. I have never known Mr. or Mrs. Frank to play poker. I should say he went to bed about 10.30. His wife followed about 15 minutes afterwards. I never noticed any marks or bruises about his person. Cross-examination. He came in while we were playing to tell us of some joke he had read, and we asked him to desist as it was distracting us from the game. Frank was reading a magazine which caused him considerable merriment and laughter. I, Strauss, sworn for the defendant. I was at the home of Mrs. Seelig Saturday night playing cards. I got there about 10.30. Mr. Frank let me in. While we played, he was sitting in the hall reading. I could see him through the door. There was nothing unusual about him. He went to bed immediately after I got there. His wife went to bed soon afterwards. Mrs. Emil Seelig, recalled for the defendant. Witness denies categorically that any of the contents of Manola McKnight's affidavit, States Exhibit J, are true. I have never raised Manola's wages one penny since she has been with me. Cross-examination. I didn't see Albert McKnight at my house on Saturday. He has been to the house two or three times. I was in bed when Mr. and Mrs. Frank went downstairs Sunday morning in response to the ringing of the telephone. Mr. Frank got home about 11 o'clock Sunday morning and then ate his breakfast. He and his wife went out together. Manola was paid $3.50 a week. I advanced her a week's wages. I don't know what week that was. I didn't pay her anything the next week. The first week I gave her $5 and told her to give me the change. She brought $1 the next morning and told me she kept 30 cents, which I deducted the next week. I think Mrs. Frank gave her a hat. I don't know when that was. Mrs. Frank has never given her any money to my knowledge. Sigmund Montag, sworn for the defendant. I am engaged in manufacturing stationery. I am treasurer of the National Pencil Company. The company receives its mail at my office, which is two blocks from the pencil factory. Frank comes to my office every day of the year to get the mail and instructions with regard to orders and the business of the factory. He came to my office on April 26th, about 10 o'clock.